Morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹早晨。
是不是要跳？要跳？ You don't need it. You don't want it. Okay. All right. Thank Lord for this weekend. We can come together in His name.
因着奉主的名，我哋呢个周末能够一同嚟到聚集，我感谢佢。
I have the burden to continue what I share in the end of last year and the beginning of this year in your winter conference.
今次还是有负担继续来到交通道，上一次冬令会在你当中所交通道的继续。
I don't know how many of you still remember the message I shared almost a year ago.
不知道大家还有没有记得大概一年前所交通道的信息。
That's the theme for the first book in the New Testament.
这个就是新约第一卷书信里面的主题。
I always felt the Holy Spirit select Matthew Gospel instead of the Mark Gospel to put it to the first book.
我常常感觉圣灵是有意思的，来到将马太福音代却不用马可福音成为福音书里面的第一卷。
Because God has a purpose in His Son.
因为神在祂儿子当中有特别的旨意。
The reason He sent His Son to this earth.
祂将祂儿子带到这个地上边来的原因。
For most of us, especially Christians, we will have the impression that Jesus came to save sinners.
对于我们来说，特别是基督徒，我们知道祂来到是拯救罪人。
He came for a purpose that He will die on the cross on our behalf.
祂来的目的就是要死在十字架上边来代替我们。
In that kind of perspective, then we will only see Christ come for me.
在这样的体验里面，我们只会晓得耶稣是为了我。
So this gospel is me driven.
这个的福音是为着我的。
I am the focus of the whole salvation.
我是整个救恩里面的主角。
But that's a misunderstanding.
但这个是一个十分大误解。
This gospel, Matthew, put it to the first gospel because there is a key message God wants us to listen.
马太福音成为福音书里面第一卷，因为神有一个的信息要我们听得到的。
You will see in this gospel carry a unique theme which can only find in this gospel, no any other gospels.
你会发觉在这个福音书里面有一个很特别的信息是其他福音书里面没有的。
The theme is repent because the kingdom of heavens is near.
主题信息就是你们要悔改，因为天国近了。
That is the theme go through the whole gospel from chapter 3 all the way through chapter 24.
这个就是整个福音书里面从第三章以至第二十四章里面主题的信息。
Not only the John the Baptist was the first person announced this news.
不单只施浸约翰是带出这个信息。
You will see when Jesus came half year later, he preached the same message.
还有当主耶稣在半年之后要出现的时候，他们都是全港同样的信息。
When Jesus preached this message, he healed the sick, he opened the eyes of the blind.
当主耶稣来到传这个信息的时候，他医治病人开盲眼的。
More importantly, he called each individuals to follow him as his disciples.
还有更紧要的，他就呼召跟随他的人要成为一个门徒。
Then he trained all these followers.
并且他来训练这些跟随他的人。
We all know in the beginning there were 12 disciples.
我知道从开始就有12个的门徒。
After about 1 year training.
训练之后。
And then you come to Gospel chapter 10.
来到福音书的第十章。
He sent them out for preaching purpose.
他就差遣他们去传道。
You will see in that sending out, he gave them a very clear message to preach.
你看见 佢哋差佢哋嘅时候，主俾佢一个好明显嘅信息，叫佢嚟去传讲嘅。
The message is still the same。
个信息还一样。
Repent, the kingdom of heaven is near。
天国近了，你们要悔改。
So you will see, this is the key message. John the Baptist began to preach. Jesus preached the same message, and then the disciples, when they were sent out, they preached the same message.
所以你睇见呢个一个主题嘅信息，无论施浸约翰你要传讲，无论主耶稣你要传讲，甚至乎当门徒你要被差遣去，亦都系传讲同样嘅信息。
By chapter 24,
去到第24章
，when Jesus talk about his second coming,
当主耶稣讲论到佢嘅再来
，he mentioned a few signs that people can know that if you see these signs, then know the time is very close.
喺度讲论到一啲嘅兆头，就是主耶稣要嚟之前所发生嘅事，叫人哋睇见啲兆头，知道他要快来。
One of the signs,
其中一个兆头
has everything to do with the kingdom of the heaven.
就系同天国系有关嘅。
He mentioned that when this kingdom of heaven preach to the end of the earth, then the end is near.
当这个福音来传到地极的时候这个世代就要终结了。
So you will see, even today, we reach 21st century.
所以你看见今天我是21世纪。
We saw all the signs mentioned by Jesus, basically 9 out of 10 are fulfilled.
我哋睇见十分之九嘅主耶稣提到嘅兆头咧，都已经应验咗啦。
So we know in our time, we don't know exact month days, but we know it's very very close.
我哋知道喺我哋呢一个世代，虽然我哋知唔晓得边一个月边一日，但我知道实在近啦。
Many signs we cannot control.
好多嘅兆头咧，我哋控制唔到。
But one sign relate to preaching the kingdom gospel.We can control.
但是关乎到传讲天国信息的这个兆头呢，我们是可以控制的。
We as his church, on this earth, we have a responsibility to usher in the coming kingdom.
我们作为地上边的教会，我们有一个责任引进这个天国。
Then what is our responsibility?
我们的责任是什么呢？
Preach the same kingdom gospel.
传讲同样嘅天国嘅信嘅福音
，to the end of the earth，
到直到地极。
That is the command by the great king。
呢个系伟大嘅王俾我哋嘅吩咐。
So I feel the need for me to go to every place I can to share this message to all the brothers and sisters who have an ear to hear。
所以神俾我呢个负担，去到所有嘅地方嚟到将呢个负担。讲论俾弟兄姊妹晓得
，because this is the sign，
因为呢个就是兆头。
This is the way a responsible church can usher in the second coming of our King。
呢个是一个负责任的教会在地上边，佢能够所以引进天国。
Friday and Saturday night, I share one more message in this gospel。
星期五同星期六，我都交通到再多个信息系关乎呢个福音嘅。
Relate to the name of this king，
那系关乎到呢个王嘅名。
In Matthew Gospel, he revealed two specific names to us。
喺马太福音，佢讲论到两个名。
In these two names, God has a specific purpose for him to carry out。
喺呢两个名嘅里面，神有特定嘅目的叫佢嚟到带出嚟嘅。
I hope there's a recording you can go back if you miss the message.
我哋当中系有录音啊，如果你唔晓得，你翻去听。
I will not repeat.
我唔会再重复啦。
This morning I will continue another message related to the kingdom.
早晨，我愿意将关乎呢个国度里边另一个信息嚟带俾大家。
Let's read a few scriptures together.
我一同你读几段嘅圣经。
First, let's go to the Old Testament.
我哋翻去呢个旧约。
To Deuteronomy chapter 27. I'm sorry.
嚟到申命记第二十七章。
Deuteronomy chapter 27.
生命记27章。
Verse 11 through verse 13.
11节到第13节。
Verse 11. On the same day, Moses commanded the people.
你们过了约旦河，西缅、利未、犹大、以撒加、约瑟、便雅悯六个支派的人都要站在基利心山上为百姓祝福。
Verse 13. And these tribes shall stand on Mount Abel.To pronounce curses, Reuben, Gad, Asher, Zebulun, Dan, and Naphtali. Okay. The reason I read this scripture to you is we need a background.
我点解嚟到读呢段嘅圣经咧？因为我需要一啲嘅背景。
We all know that God used His servant Moses to bring the Israelites out of Egypt.And with a purpose to enter into the promised land.
神用着他的仆人摩西带领以色列人来出埃及，并且有个指目的就是叫他们进入这个应许地。
And through that journey, originally supposed to finish in 2 years.
出埃及的路程应该是2年就行完了。
But because of their unbelief,
但因着佢哋不信
，this two-year journey drag on for 40 years.
两年嘅路程变咗40年。
And the first generation who came out, who was older than 20 years old, they all perish in the wilderness.
第一代出埃及嘅人，20岁开外嘅，都死在旷野。
That was a tremendous loss for God.
这个对神来讲是一个极大的损失。
It was a tragedy in that sense.
是一个的悲剧。
However, although human beings are unfaithful, but God is faithful.
虽然人是失信，但神仍然是可信的。
His purpose should be fulfilled regardless our unbelief.
他的旨意不是因着我们的不信而不可成全的。
So the second generation, when they raise up, they cross the river Jordan.
所以第二代的起来他们就越过约旦河。
They enter into this promised land.
他们进入应许地。
And the scripture we just read,
我们刚才所念的圣经
which God commanded Moses,
就是神向摩西所吩咐的。
So,Once these 12 tribes enter into the promised land,
当这十二支派进入应许地之后,
you will divide them 6 tribes on one mountain, another 6 tribes on the other mountain.
你又即刻要将它分开两,六个支派在一个山上,另外六个支派在另外一个山的上面。
The first mountain is called Mount Gerizim.
第一个山的名字是基利心山,
which is in the south side, if you look at the map.
如果你看地图的话,它在南边。
And then on the north side, there is another mountain that's called Mount Abel.
另外一个山呢就是叫巴路山。
So you can see it's a traumatic, sight. You will see two mountains, 6 tribes on one side, the other 6 tribes on the other side.
看见一个奇妙的光景啊。见到六个支派在山的一边，另外六个支派在另一个山的上边。
What do they do?
他们在做什么呢?
God said, read out,On one side, read all the blessings to the Israels.
神话在一边你宣告神的祝福。
And on the other side, you read out all the curses for these 6 tribes.
在另外一边另外六个支派宣告神的咒诅。
In other words, God tried to create this dramatic scenes.
即是说神在那里造成一个很伟大的一个场景。
Imagine just we assume there are 2 million people out of Egypt.
或者我们只是想象有埃及出来有200万人。
After 40 years, some people die, but some more new kids were born, right?
40年之后虽然有些人死了但还有很多的孩子生出来了。
So I think basically they have About the same amount of people at least.
所以起码他们还有这么多人的。
So you can very boldly to divide these two groups into 1 million on one side, the other million on the other side.
所以就好像看到100万人在一边，另外100万人在第二边。
I don't know the population of San Francisco.
我不知道三藩市有多少人口。
What's the population?
多少人?
70多万。 So you don't have enough.
所以你都不够人。
Only 700,000. That's 1 million on one side, 1 million on the other side. That's huge amount of people.
100万在一边，另100万在另一边，哇，实在伟大的场景啊！
From old to young.
从老的到少的。
They shout to the other side.
他们向另一边来宣告。
You know, two mountain on two sides, they shout, blessed all the blessings one side, the other side, curse the curse.
在一边呢，100万人在宣告大喊祝福啊！另一班人就在这边就大喊。 咒咒啊,
so everybody can listen.
所以每一个人都听到.
Everybody knows what, which way you receive blessing and which way you receive curses.
所有人都听见你走什么道路能够得着祝福，走什么道路你能够得着咒咒.
If you were there, you won't miss any message at all. Nobody doze off.
如果你在那里的话，你不会听不到那些信息的，因为没有人睡得着觉啊.
God wants to make sure everybody knows exactly how can you receive blessing from God, how you receive curse from God.
因为神的心意是叫我们要十分清楚知道我们如何能够得着神的祝福，如何能够得着，如何会得着神的咒诅。
If those Jewish people were as smart as Chinese, we all like blessings, right?
如果犹太人好像我们中国人那么聪明，他们当然要祝福的。
Chinese New Year, we all post, you know, things on the door and a big sign on the doors, reverse it, say blessing.
中国人呢，新年都将这个对联啊放在门上边，还加上一倒转嘅福字。
We all love blessings.
我们都喜欢福。
Nobody loves curses, right?
没人会喜欢咒诅的。
But strange to say,
但奇怪的,
throughout Jewish history,
在犹太的历史当中,
you will find they, although they all love blessings,
虽然他们都喜悦这个祝福,
but their end results of the whole nation are curses.
但是整个国家后来得着的结果就是得着咒诅。
Isn't that the irony of life?
这个是不是生命里面铁的现实一样呢?
Look at our United States. We just have had our election a couple weeks ago.
看看美国，我们几个礼拜之前刚刚就大选完了。
Have you ever seen, have been in this country since 1971.
我71年就来到这个国家。
For all these years, I participate into voting.
这么多年我每次都去投票的。
I never vote in such a difficult conditions.
从来没有像今年投票我这么困难的。
The choices are very poor.
因为没什么好的选择。
But you have to choose.
但是你又要选择。
Right?
是吗?
Maybe you don't care, right?
或者你都没什么所谓。
And before the voting, U.S. faced encountered the worst hurricane ever, the largest territory, the strongest wind, the worst flood hit East Coast.
在这个大选之前，我们有一个史无前例的极大台风所包含的地区，那个风力的强大，并且有很大的这个水浸，浸了很大的面积。
According to the statistics, says the automobile under the water. Anyone guess to get the number of people, cars was flooded?
根据统计，你估唔估到究竟有几多辆车系浸咗水下边呢？
Anyone know, aware of that?
有冇人知道啊？
250,000 cars were immersed by the flood.
被洪水所浸没的车呢，25万架。
And then not only that, what's the name of that hurricane?
这个台风的名叫什么名呢？
Very famous, right? Sandy.
Sandy.
And it was not only one hurricane. And then right after that, second hurricane hit again.
在这个台风过之后，又有另一个台风又再来了。
Just like 06 in the south, hurricane Katrina, right?
就即係好似幾年前嗰個 Katrina 嗰個颱風一樣。
Every time U.S. get hit, it was always two in a row.
好似每一次美國受到呢啲攻擊嘅時候，都係打孖嚟嘅。
And each time getting worse and worse.
並且一次比一次更加差。
Who can tell me these are the blessings from the Lord?
有邊個話俾我聽呢個係神嘅祝福咧
？You will see clearly, it is under curse.
你又睇見真係喺咒詛裏邊。
Right?
係嘛？
So I feel that the whole mood of the whole country, and even you expanded to Europe, to Asia, you will see the same thing.
所以我盼望你真係唔單止你美國喺歐洲，去到甚至乎擴大到亞洲，你嗰個情緒都係一樣嘅。
In every aspect, economic side, geologic side, a natural environment, you name it.All in a very, very heavy hand of God.
所以無論在經濟上來講，在地理上來講，在自然環境來講，你都看見他們都在神的重重的手下邊。
According to the Gentile prophecy, next month, about one month, or one month from now, right? About one month, December 21st.
根據外邦人的預言仲有一個月，12月21日。
What happened?
有咩事發生咧？
The end of the world, right?
就係世界末日。
Yes, people get very, very scared.
有啲人係好驚，好驚。
You look around, people are really depressed.
你周圍你要察看咧，人嘅情緒好低落。
If you don't know, the word of God, you really don't know.Which way to turn? So many people buy mountain, build castles.
所以如果你唔認識聖經，你真係唔知道跟隨邊一樣講法。所以有啲人咧，真係去買山啊，買堡壘啊。
Buy guns.
買槍。
Buy food. Hopefully they can pass, you know, escape from the end of the earth.
佢哋以為咁樣樣就能夠逃脱呢個世界末日。
If that's the truth, then you know where can you escape? It doesn't matter where you go.The end of the world, period.
如果是这样，其实你能够去哪里呢？世界末日。
But let me tell you, that's the false prophet.
但我告诉你，这些是假先知。
I guarantee you, nothing will happen.
我告诉你，12月21号，保证不会发生。
Based on the word of God.
根据神的话。
But, what is the positive news for this world?
但是对于这个世界来讲，有什么正面的信息呢？
Any message God can preach to this suffering world?
究竟神还有没有信息向这个受苦的世代来宣告？
The message is the same.
信息是一样的。
This message was preached by Jesus himself 2,000 years ago.
神主耶稣在2000年前来传讲同样的信息。
The same message God will preach today in this suffering world.
在今天受苦的世代，神还是传讲相同的信息。
Brothers and sisters, we don't have to go through the same depression the worldly people go through.
我们不需要好像世人一样过这么忧愁的世代。
Unfortunately, there are so many Christians very blue, very depressed.
但很不幸的，很多基督徒呢里面也都同样的忧郁，同样的低落。
In our church, in Seattle, or I travel to different localities,I see many Christians suffer as well.
在我的教会，我在西雅图，或者我去世界很多地方的聚会，见很多的信徒在那里来到受苦。
You don't have to.
你不需要受这无谓的苦。
Jesus already conquered all the oppressed forces in this world.
主耶稣已经胜过所有辖制我们的势力。
He delivered us from The power of sin.
他将我们从罪的捆绑里面释放出来。
He defeated Satan under his feet.
他已经胜过仇敌，将魔鬼踏在脚下。
He built his church. He proclaimed, the gate of Hades shall not prevail against it.
他来要建立教会，叫阴间的门不能够胜过他。
His resurrected life built this kingdom.
他复活的生命来要建造他的国。
His conquering life gave to you and me.
佢呢个得胜嘅生命已经赐咗俾你同埋俾我。
There's no reason Christian should be oppressed by all these lies.
以至所以基督徒冇理由会被呢啲谎言嚟到限制。
Yes, we have trials and tribulations.
系，我哋有试炼，我哋有困苦。
But that only builds the character instead of make us feel depressed.
但系呢啲嘅苦难系建造我哋嘅性格。不是叫我们受压制的。
So with this background, when the Jewish people came to the promised land, God asked them to pronounce these, great tidings.
所以在这个背景底下当以色列民来到应许地神就叫他们来到宣告他的信息。
So it's in the New Testament.
同样的在新约里面。
The king pronounced the same message, in same principle but different message to the suffering world.
王亦都喺嗰度宣告同样嘅信息，原则系一样，虽然有阵时有啲字眼唔一样。
So today I want to pronounce what Jesus has said before.
所以早晨我愿意嚟到宣告主耶稣点样样嚟到宣告嘅。
Let's turn to Matthew Gospel.
请你打开呢个马太福音
，Chapter 5,
第五章。
Let's read from verse 1 all the way through 12.
我读第一节到第十二节。
Matthew Gospel chapter 5 verse 1.
马太福音第五章第一节。
Now when he saw the crowds, he went up on a mountain side and sat down. His disciple came to him.
他就开口教训他们说。
Blessed are the poor,in spirit, for there is the kingdom of heaven.
哀恸的人有福了，因为他们必得安慰。
Blessed are the meek, for they are inherit the earth.
饥渴慕义的人有福了，因为他们必得饱足。
Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy.
清心的人有福了，因为他们必得见神。
Blessed are the peacemakers,for they will be called sons of God.
为义受逼迫的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me.
应当欢喜快乐，因为你们在天上赏赐是大的，在你们以前的先知人也是这样逼迫他们。
Okay.Let's go to Matthew, Luke Gospel.
我哋翻过嚟睇呢个路加福音。
There is a similar message, but similarity and differences.
有类似嘅信息，当然亦都有一啲唔同。
If you go to chapter 5 of Luke Gospel.
第五
chapter 6, I'm sorry.
第六章。
We'll read verse 20.
我是从第二十节开始读。
We will read through 26.
二十到二十六节。
Look at the disciples, he said, Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God.
你们饥饿的人有福了，因为你们将要饱足。你们哀哭的人有福了，因为你们将要喜笑。
Blessed are you when men hate you, when they exclude you and insult you and reject your name as evil because of the Son of Man.
当那日你们要欢喜跳跃，因为你们在天上赏赐是大的，他们祖宗代先知也是这样。
But woe to you who are rich, for you have already received your comfort.
你们饱足的人有祸了，因为你们将要饥饿；你们喜笑的人有祸了，因为你们将要哀恸哭泣。
Woe to you when all men speak well of you, for that is how their fathers treated the false prophets. That's good enough.
就咁多啦。
So you will see in the New Testament time.
所以你睇见喺新约时代。
The king of this kingdom of heavens.
这个天国是王。
He came.
他来到了。
And he preached the gospel.
他来到宣讲，宣讲这个福音。
And you see, he did almost exactly the same thing as Moses did on those two mountains.
他所做的跟摩西在那两个山上面所做的几乎一样。
He announced the blessings.
他宣告祝福。
He announced the curses.
他都宣告咒诅。
On the mount.
在山上面。
So people call this is a sermon on the mount.
所以人就来讲到这个是山上边的讲道。
However, if you, today we only focus on the Matthew chapter 5.
今天我们只是来到讲论到马太第五章。
If you read all the spiritual books concerning Matthew Gospel,
如果你来到读晒这个马太福音，
When people come into this section, they always said eight blessings.
当他们来讲到这里所讲的八福。
Let's count it.
我们来数一下。
I want to set the record straight.
我们呢就要将这个看一下个记录是不是这样。
Okay. The first blessing. Blessed are the poor in spirit.For there is the kingdom of heaven. Second blessing, you.
第二个的祝福就是温柔的人有福了，因为他们必承受地土。
No. You skip. Verse 4.
第四节天国哀恸人有福了，因为他们必得安慰。
Right, this is the second blessing. Third, blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth.
The fourth. 这个第四个的祝福了。然之后再落去嗰一个祝福，我哋系睇喺呢个第六节。饥渴慕义嘅人有福了，因为他们必得饱足。
The fifth，
第五个。
Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy。
第五个，怜恤人嘅有福了，因为他们必蒙怜恤。
And then blessed are the peacemaker, for they will be called sons of God。
使人和睦嘅人有福了，因为他们必称为神嘅儿子。
Which, how many now?
有多少个呢?
Seven, right?
七个。
Are we lost counting?
我们有没有漏了
个? No, this is the seventh. And then the eighth.
第八个。
Verse 10.
第十节。
Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for there is the kingdom of heaven.
为义受逼迫的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
And then, verse 11.
十一节。
Blessed are you who When people insult you, persecute you falsely, saying all kinds of evil against you because of me.
人若因我辱骂你们，逼迫你们，捏造各样坏话，毁谤你们，你们就有福了。
Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven, for in the same way they persecute the prophets who were before you.
应当欢喜快乐，因为你们在天上的赏赐是大的，在你们以前的先知人都是这样来逼迫他们。
How many?
有几多个呢？九个。
Okay, let's settle this score. It's nine blessings. Don't tell me it's eight.
所以我们现在有记录是九个，不是八个。
But when you read it, you will sense why people eliminate the ninth.Blessings.
但当你读的时候，你会感觉到为什么人家将第九个你要 除去呢？
Why?
为什么？
If you read it, you don't feel it's a blessing.
因为当你读的时候，你不觉得这个是祝福。
You read it, you feel trembling.
因为当你读的时候，你里面震惊。
Right?
是吗？
Who wants to be persecuted?
有哪个愿受逼迫呢？
Who wants to be accused falsely.
有哪个愿意被人来假控诉呢?
That's why I understand why people say, let's forget about this blessing.
所以呢不怪得乎有人说哎呀不好计这个算是祝福了。
We cannot afford it. It's too expensive.
我们付不起这个代价太昂贵了。
But actually, this, the last one, I think, among the nine,is the greatest.
但我却以为呢在九个祝福里面最后这个是最重要的。
So, you know, don't throw that blessing out.
所以唔好将呢个祝福抌咗去。
And by this time, I mean, when we come to the end before Christ's second coming.
喺我哋今日世而家呢个世代就主再来之前嘅呢个时候。
This kind of experience is inevitable for all Christians.
对于基督徒嚟讲，呢一类嘅经历系不可避免嘅。
So when you went through that kind of trauma, difficult time, remember what Jesus said. It is a special, let's say it together, blessing.
所以当你们经历这些困难的日子的时候，根据耶稣这么说，这个是一个特别的祝福。
And Jesus said, the kingdom of heaven is yours.
神主耶稣就说，这个天国就是你们的了。
Why you give it up? You said, no, I don't want it.
为什么你要放弃这个呢？我不愿意得着这个。
That's your lose.
这个是你的损失。
Amen?
阿门。
So now, let's go through the nine blessings, what Jesus really tried to tell us.
所以我愿意来到讲论这九个的祝福，就是神你要告诉我们的。
Before we enter into what Jesus really saying to us,
当我们进入主耶稣要跟我们所说的话之前，
you and I has to do one important thing.
我们都要做一个重要的事情。
Reset your program.
将你的程序重新调校一下。
What do I mean?
是什么意思呢？
What Jesus said is totally different from human traditional value.
主耶稣所讲的话和人世人传统的价值是不一样的。
For the Chinese,
对于中国人来讲，
in New Year, you post those slogans or poems on the doorpost, try to express your wish.
中国人将这个对联新年的时候挂在门上边，将你的心愿，将来一年的心愿摆在那里。
We all experienced that before.
我们都经历过的。
What do they post on the door?
他们在门上边挂什么呢？
Blessings.
就是祝福。
What kind of blessings?
什么祝福的话呢？
Everybody basically asks the same thing.
每个人都问同样的问题。
Who are blessed?
祝福什么呢？
Rich, wealth.
钱财。
Better, health.
健康。
You get promotion.
高升。
Or, and you have more kids.
生养众多。
Right?
是吗？
Long life.
长寿。
All these things.It doesn't matter you're Chinese or you're any nationalities. I think this is called common value in this, on this earth.
无论是中国人或者其他国籍的人，在地上边都是每一个人里边有共同的向往。
We consider those are the blessings from heaven.
我觉得这些就是天上边下来给我们的祝福了。
But when you read what Jesus announced to us,
但当你要读主耶稣向我们宣讲的，
Especially you pay attention to what we just read in Gospel Luke.
特别你如果留心到在路加福音刚才我们所读过的圣经。
What did Jesus said about rich and poor?
主耶稣怎么样来讲到有丰足的和贫穷的呢？
What was the word?
那些究竟是用什么言辞呢？
Blessed those are poor.
贫穷人有福了。
Woe to those who are rich.
富足的人有祸了。
Don't you get shocked?
你有没有觉得哎呀好奇妙啊，觉得好震惊啊。
You won't say it's wonderful.
你不会说奇妙啊。
You will be so shocked. Did I read anything wrong?
十分震惊啊，是不是我看错呢？
Right?
是吗？
Are you shocked?
你不是震惊啊？
I was.
我里面实在震惊啊。
Because I used the traditional value.Try to understand what Jesus was talking about, then suddenly I get stuck because these two things contrary to each other.
因为我用传统的价值观来看主耶稣所要讲论的，但发现呢，哎呀，我原来好像走到一条走投无路这样。
That's the reason I said, before we really can understand what Jesus is talking about, we have to reset our mind.
所以点解我正话讲，我而家要进入呢个交通嘅里边嘅时候咧，我必须要将我哋嘅思路啊，你要重新调整。
In order for Jesus' word be meaningful to you,
如果主耶稣嘅话对你要成为有意思嘅话
，you have to throw out your old window and change to a new window.
需要将你旧阵时嘅思想抌咗去，引我进入一个新嘅思路当中。
I'm talking about computer program.
我讲紧系旧嗰个视窗，你要抌咗去更新
yeah,
升级。
Because what Jesus is talking about is a total new dimension, new concept, new life.
因为主耶稣所讲嘅完全俾我个新嘅视野新嘅方法，新嘅生命。
I used to use an analogy.
我有时用呢个比喻。
All my life, at least before age 50.
在我50岁之前的生命
I live in northern atmosphere on this earth.
我住在这个地上的北半球。
While I was young in China, the map I see, China is always in the center of the map and all the countries surround China.
当我小个的时候看地图我所用的地图中国就永远在世界中间其他都在旁边来的。
When I come to the United States,
当我来到美国
you will see U.S. is in the middle. All other countries around it.
你又睇见咧地图咧，就系美国系中心，其他都系围住佢嚟跑嘅。
Right, and the common point is we are all in the upper part of the world.
但系只有一种共同点，我哋都系喺呢个地球嘅上半橛。
Until one day,
直到一日
，I visit Australia.
我去到澳洲。
Then the whole concept upside down.
成个嘅概念咧。由头到下调转咗
，right? Well, see the map of Australia. Australia is up there in the center. Everybody else down there and surrounded Australia.
当我嚟澳洲睇澳洲地图咧，澳洲就喺中间，然之后其他国家咧倒转咗喺晒下边。
Are you with me?
你有冇跟得到我个
讲法 ？If you ever visit Australia, you will see what I'm talking about.
如果你去过澳洲咧，你就会知道我讲紧咩。
Even the season is opposite.
甚至乎呢个季节都调转晒。
When I left North America, it was winter, cold.
当我离开北美嘅时候，系冬天好冻嘅。
But when I reached there, I have to throw all my winter clothes. It's so summer, so hot.
去到嗰度咧，将我冬天嘅衫抌晒啦，换上夏装。
Everything reverse.
所有嘅都调转。
I use that as an analogy.
我用呢个成为一个例子，比例，比喻。
We are so used to the traditional value, the traditional education, traditional concept. All these concepts describe well about this world, the world.
我哋习惯用我哋传统嘅价值观嚟到衡量呢个世界。
But that doesn't fit the new world, the new kingdom.
但对新嘅世代嚟讲咧，呢个系唔合宜嘅。
The new life
对于新嘅生命系唔合用嘅。
You will find almost just 180 degree opposite。
你会发觉原来系180度改变。
So if you insist on the current value system, when you read the word of Jesus, you will not get the picture at all。
如果你继续要用你现在嘅地上价值观，你要读耶稣基督嘅话，你发觉你读唔进去。
You will find his statement is ridiculous。
你会发觉耶稣所讲嘅话系十分嘅奇怪。
It's not acceptable in this world。
对于呢个世代嚟讲系唔可以接受嘅。
If you do what Jesus did, then you will not survive in this animal kingdom。
如果你好似主耶稣咁做，你发觉喺呢个动物国度嘅里边咧，你冇办法生存落去。
You cannot do it.
就是没办法。
But Jesus announced very, very clearly, these are the nine blessed life characters.
但耶稣很明白，咁嚟到宣告呢个系九个生命里边嘅祝福。
So we'll go through one by one.
所以我哋需要一个一个嚟到读。
But I want you to pray for yourself.
但我愿意你为你自己嚟到祷告。
Lord, renew my mind.
主啊，更新我的意念。
Change my concept.
改变我的概念。
Unless you are willing to pray this prayer, you will never understand what I'm talking about.
除非你愿意这样来祷告更新，否则你不会明白我所讲论到的。
The reason you can listen because you have a new life within you.
你之所以能够听得进去，因为你里边有一个新生命。
Since you accept Christ as your personal savior.
从你接受耶稣基督作为救主开始。
You are born again.
你就重生了。
You receive a new life.
你接受了一个新的生命。
Do you know this life which you receive from Jesus?
你晓唔晓得你呢个从耶稣所接受而嚟嘅新生命
？Is totally different from the old life you have received from your parents.From old Adam.
是从你从旧亚当从你父母所得着来的旧生命是完全不一样的呢
These two lives is opposite to each other.
这两个生命是互为敌对的。
The whole mindset is totally opposite to each other.
整个概念是彼此对立的。
If we say the world has revolution,
如果我们说世界有革命的话
Brothers and sisters, let me tell you, what Jesus does in our lives is the true revolution.
主耶稣做在我生命的里边是真正的革命。
I think the Chinese translation about revolution is better.
我觉得中国人所讲翻译关乎这个 revolution 革命的字比较好一点。
Because Chinese has two words called 革命。
因为中国人呢两个字革命。
It's your life involved.
同你的生命有关系的。
革命 simply means remove your old life.
革命就革了你的旧的命。
That's the true meaning of revolution.
这个就是革命的意思。
You need change your life.
你的生命需要改变。
Without change your life, you never enter into the kingdom of heavens.
生命不改变，你没办法进入这个天国里面。
Not only you need a new life.
不单只需要一个新的生命。
In this life, you need a new concept.
在这个世代里面，你需要一个新的概念。
The problem today for Christian is,
今天基督徒的问题是
we have the new life, however, we still keep the old concept.
我们有新的生命，但我们还有旧的概念。
That's create miserable Christian life.
以至于我们今天活在这个忧愁的生活
当中。That's why Christian has, depression.
为什么今天基督徒会有忧郁
Sometimes many Christians ask me, how can Christians live a depressed life? It's illogical.
为什么基督徒会有一个忧郁受压的生命呢
We always tell people, if you receive Jesus, you have joy in your life.
没理由的，因为我常常告诉人，当你信耶稣的时候，生命里面会喜乐。
You have peace in your life.
你里面充满平安。
Look at so and so, he's so miserable.
你看这个人，哇，他这么忧愁啊。
So our testimony become very, shaky, right?
所以我们那个的见证就不稳妥了。
Are we making false testimony?
究竟我哋系咪全讲假嘅见证
咧？
当然唔系啦。
Look at some real change Christians.
你睇见嗰啲真正改变嘅基督徒。
They not only receive a new life, their mindset also being renewed.
唔单止佢接受咗新嘅生命，并且佢里边嘅思念都唔一样。
Then you sense the peace.
你就感觉到佢嘅平安。
Then you see the joy in his life or her life.
睇见佢里边嗰个嘅生命，佢喜乐系唔一样啦。
Because he or she really make her mindset changed.
因为他意念被更新。
And the depressed Christian,
对于一个忧郁基督徒来讲
the issue is here.
问题就在这里。
The old concept has to be revolutionized.
这个旧的概念意念需要被革命。
Use the biblical term that's in Romans chapter 12, verse 2.
就用这个圣经就是罗马书十二章第二节。
Paul told us,
保罗告诉我们
Don't love this world.
不要爱世界
Renew your mind.
你的意念要更新而变化
So that we can know what is his will.
以至于我能够晓得神的旨意
So this part in here is the crucial part for all Christian living.
在我们这里这个部位就是基督徒的生活最重要
I hope all of us catch this key.
我 盼望大家都攞得著呢支嘅約匙。
And then we can listen what Christ the King tried to tell us.
咁我先能夠聽得到基督就係我哋嘅王，所以向我哋講領導嘅話。
First blessing.
第一個嘅祝福。
Blessed are the poor in spirit, for there is the kingdom of heaven.
虛心嘅人有福了，因為天國是他們的。
When King announced this blessing, blessed life.
當呢個王你要宣告呢個祝福嘅生命。
What is he talking about?
佢咁係想話俾我聽咩嘢呢
？Think.
思想下。
Jesus appeared in the human, the world stage.
耶穌喺呢個人類嘅舞台度出現。
By the time Jesus appeared to the human history,
当主耶稣出现在人类历史当中的时
候 for us, that's 2,000 years ago.
对我们是2000年之前
but for human history, since Adam, how many years passed?
但以人类历史自从亚当数来过了多少年呢
?4,000 years.
4,000 年。
So, you will see, for a human being, 4,000 years is pretty long.
你对于人类历史来讲 ,4,000 年是一个长远的日子。
All past 4,000 years, human being lived a miserable life.
在过去那4000年人类落在一个悲哀的日子当中。
We were under the curse of sin.
我们在罪的咒诅底下。
We all face one destination.
我们都面对同一个目的地。
Which is death.
就是死。
Doesn't matter you are rich or poor.
无论你有钱或者贫穷
，It doesn't matter you are very smart or very stupid。
啊，无论你系聪明嘅或愚拙嘅。
When you and I face death, we are all equal。
当我哋面对死亡嘅时候，我哋都系平等嘅
，right？
系嘛
？We can do nothing。
我哋唔可以作多一啲啲嘅咩嘢
？When time is up, you go。
当时间到啦，你就要去啦。
That's the irony of life. Everybody try to beat death, nobody was successful。
这个就是生命的现实很多人想胜过这些但没有一个人能够胜一个。
Now, Jesus came.
现在主耶稣来了。
He announced, Blessed are the poor in spirit.
他来宣告虚心的人有福了。
There is a true blessing.
这里有一个真正的祝福。
This new life, which I'm going to bring to you.
这个真的生命就是我要给你的生命。
The first character,
第一个嘅性格就系、
是、is poor in spirit，
就系灵里贫穷嘅人。
At that time, nobody can show that character。
喺嗰个时候，冇人有呢个咁嘅性格。
Never reveal in this earth。
因为呢个性格从来冇喺地上边嚟过启示过出嚟。
Until the king comes。
直至呢个王嚟到啊。
He carried this life。
他将这个生命引出来。
This life is in him only.
因为这个生命唯有单独在他里面。
And this life carry a blessed factor.
在这个生命的里面带出一些叫人得祝福的。
The first character is poor in spirit.
第一个的特点就是灵里面贫
穷虚心。So if you want to understand the reality of poor in spirit, look at him.
如果你要看见什么叫做灵里贫穷的话你看我的主耶稣。
You don't find anywhere else. You don't find it.
在世上任何地方你找不到除了在他之外。
Every life out of Adam, they don't have this character.
凡是从亚当来的生命都没有这个性格。
The character in Adam's life is promote myself.
在亚当里面所有来的就是要将自己来高台。
That's the characteristics of Adam's life.
这个是亚当生命的特征。
The tree of good and evil, the knowledge that's revealed is me.
分辨是恶树所告诉我们的就是我。
That's doomed.
这个是不好的。
Now, there's a new life.
但现今有一个新的生命。
In this new life, you don't see that kind of doomed character.
在这个新的生命里面你看不见那些坏的性格。
You will see poor in spirit.
你睇见灵里边贫穷嘅虚心嘅。
How Bible describe this life？
圣经点样嚟到介绍呢一个生命呢
？If you turn to Philippians chapter 2，
如果我哋睇腓立比书嘅第二章
，Philippians chapter 2 verse 6 to verse 8，
第六节到第八节
，accurately describe what does it mean poor in spirit.
就你话俾我听咩叫做灵里边贫穷嘅。
Let's read Philippians chapter 2 verse 6.
由第六节开始啊，腓立比书二章六节。
Through verse 8.
到第八节。
Who, although he existed in the form of God, did not regard equality with God a thing to be grasped.
反倒虚己，取了奴仆嘅形象，成为人嘅样式。
And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. I think this paragraph accurately paints a picture. What does Jesus look like?
相信这一段的圣经为我们画了一幅的图画，就是主耶稣究竟是怎样的。
Express accurately the meaning when King said, Blessed is the life of poor in spirit.
就是将神所讲话灵里边空虚的人有福了。
So if you look at Jesus,
所以当你要看见耶稣的时候，
the first thing you can sense about him, which is different for everybody else,
当你要感觉得到我们主耶稣和世界人有什么不一样的话，第一样是什么呢？
What do you see?
你看见什么？
Jesus said, you should see poor in spirit.
主耶稣说你看见灵里边贫穷的了。
That's the nature of this life.
这个就是这个生命里边的特色。
And Paul described that to us.
保罗也都向我们这样来到讲到。
Although he exists in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as things to be grasped.
他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的。
He had the equal position as high as God himself.
他本来与神是同等，与神同样是至高的。
He has this honor to be worshipped.
他应当是被敬拜的。
All angels worship him.
所有的天使都敬拜他。
Serve him.
服侍他。
He was the creator of the whole universe.
他是整个宇宙的创造者。
He is worthy to be praised.
他应当受敬拜的。
He is co-equal with God the Father.
他是与神父神是同等的。
However,
但是
he didn't take that as his given right.
但他却不以这个是他应当所得到的。
He's willing to humble himself.
他是愿意谦卑他自己。
And here, Bible used the word empty himself.
圣经说将他来虚己倒空。
He just emptied the whole vessel.
他就将气整个器皿来倒空。
Everything he can give out, he gave it out.
他所有能够付出来的他都付洒出来。
First, he humbled himself. He emptied his position as the highest. Now he came down to human level, right?
第一个他将他自己空虚，就是说他本来有一个至高的位份，现今他来到一个最低的位份。
He was creator.
本来他是创造者。
Now he came down to the position as created human being.
现今他来到一个地位，就是被造的人。
Almost let me use an analogy, but not accurate. I said, a human being tried to humble himself, become a little ant.
用这个比喻虽然不是很准确，就好像一个人成为了空，将自己降卑为一只蚁。
Human being has this freedom, has this wisdom, but you're willing to give that up to become a little tiny ant.
这个人本来有一个自由，有一个有很大的智慧，现今却能够谦卑成为一只很小很小的蚁。
And you try to tell the other ant, I love you.
然后你告诉他另外一只蚁喇，告诉我爱你。
That's exactly what Jesus did to us.
这个就是耶稣跟我们所做的。
Right? He came down to our level to send us a message, say, I love you.
就是耶稣来到这个地上边，将个信息告诉我们，我爱你。
Then we can understand.
我们这样才能够明白。
Otherwise, it doesn't matter how you shout at the ant, say, I love you, the ant will look at you and don't know what you're talking about.
如果不是呢，我们甚至做一个人大声向一只蚁说，我爱你，蚁都不知道你做什么。
So he not only came down, emptied himself from a creator's position, now become a creature as a human being.
所以佢唔单止从一个创造者作为一个降卑到一个受造者。
In the human society, you can be a high royal family or you can be a bound slave.
在这个人的世界里面，你可以是做这个王公公座上，或者成为一个受捆绑的奴仆。
For all the human nature, we all love to be above another man, right? Be a ruling class, not as slaves.
在人类来说，我们个个都喜欢作为这个统治者，在人万人之上，没人喜欢被人统治的。
That's why people are striving to go up promotion.
所以点解啲人都要希望往上爬啦
？But not Jesus.
但主耶稣唔系咁样样。
His life, he's even choose as a human being, he choose the lowest class, the bond slave.
主耶稣就算嚟到做人，佢都系做一个低下层嘅，好似一个奴仆一样。
That's called empty himself.
呢个就系话倒空啦。
All right, then how about death?
还有咧，关乎呢个死亡。
We all love to die peacefully, right?
每一个人都想系平平安安嘅过世。
No one wants to be hit by a car and die.
冇人想俾车撞死嘅。
Or being executed by a shot.
或者咧俾人嚟到电死嘅。
I don't know how they
开枪射死嘅。
Okay, yeah, or 电死 is okay. We all expect we can die peacefully. Then you say that's a lucky person. He died peacefully.
如果有人平平安安嘅死去咧，你话哎呀，佢真系好彩啦，死得好。
But Jesus, when he picked the way he died,
但主耶稣选择佢要死亡嘅方法。
He didn't die peacefully.
佢冇平安嘅死去。
He died violently.
佢真系喺暴力中嚟死去。
Only at that time, the worst kind of people, criminal.Will die in that manner.
嗰阵时系最坏嘅刑事犯先系咁死嘅。
He died on the cross.
佢喺十字架上边嚟死。
That's the worst people, criminal, thrown out by man as well as God.
呢个喺地上边最重罪嘅刑事犯系俾人咁样杀，神亦都系咁样样唔睇佢。
That's the way he emptied himself.
佢就係如此嘅嚟到倒空佢自己。
That's called poor in spirit。
呢個就係所謂嘅靈裏貧窮。
You can only find in him。
只有喺佢裏邊嚟揾得到。
And give you another opposite example。
我再俾大家另外一個嘅例子。
There is a church called Laodicea。
有一個嘅教會係老底加教會。
Revelation chapter 3 verse 17 and 18.
在这个启示录第三章第十七十八节。
That church self-image was pretty good.
这个教会的自我形象是很好的。
They say, because you say, I am rich, I have become wealthy, and have need know nothing.
因为你说我已经富足已经发了财一样都不缺。
That's worldly standard.
这个是世界上的标准。
That church is really blessed by the Lord.
这个教会呢是被神祝福的。
Maybe a few years ago they were poor.
在几年之前呢他们还很贫穷。
But now they think, Lord, I really thank you. You have blessed us so much. We are rich.
哦主要我们感谢你因为你实在祝福大大祝福了我们现今我们十分富足。
Now I am so rich, need of nothing.
现在我富足到一样都不缺。
All because you bless me.
因为你祝福了我。
Not only me, us, we are church, we are so rich.
不单止你只是祝福了我，祝福大家，所以我在教会里面。
I think this group of Christians, they really thank Lord.
这班的基督徒他们真的心里面感谢神。
But they never realize Jesus' comment is totally opposite.
但他却不晓得神的批神那个意见是完全相反。
You do not know.That you are wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked.
你却不知道你是那困苦、可怜、贫穷、瞎眼、赤身的。
You see, when a church will enter into a stage that they think they are well blessed by the Lord.
当一个教会佢进到一个光景里边，佢以为佢俾神大大祝福。
But the reality, which they don't know, is the total opposite.
但佢却唔晓得嗰个嘅实际，原来完全相反。
So I give you a contrast: the life of Christ and the so-called life of church.
所以俾你一个嘅对啊比啊基督嘅生命同埋教会嘅生命。
Because God is talking about something heavenly.And man is talking about something earthly.
因为神是讲紧属天的，人却睇系属地嘅。
That's why it's totally opposite value system.
所以你就睇见呢个完全嘅对立嘅。
So that's called blessed are the poor in spirit.
所以呢个就系虚心嘅人，就系灵里边贫穷嘅有福啦。
Next one.
第二个。
Verse 4.
第四节。
Blessed.Those who are mourn.
哀恸的人有福了。
For they are, they will be comforted.
因为他们必得安慰。
You know, if we say it, we say, those who are happy, you are blessed.
如果我说那些快乐的人呢你就得祝福了。
But Jesus didn't say that. He said, those who are mourn, you are blessed.
但主耶稣不是这么说，哀恸的人有福了。
If you think carefully, you will see every statement Jesus made, it just makes you confused. Let's look at it. I said, this life only can be found in Jesus, in Him, only, nobody else.
我又回到来我刚才所说的这个一个生命只能够在耶稣基督里面来找到，在外面是找不到的。
Then you look at Jesus, what?Did he say about mourning?
我哋睇翻主耶稣关乎呢个哀恸，佢系点样讲嘅咧
？There are several occasions you will see in the Bible mention Jesus mourn.
喺圣经里边有几个嘅事例系关乎到主耶稣嚟哀恸嘅哀哭。
Turn to Matthew 23, verse 37 and 38.
我哋翻到呢个马太福音第23章。
Matthew.
马太二十三章
，verse
37。
O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you who kill the prophets and stone those sent to you, how often I have longed to gather you, your children together, as a hen gather her chicks under her wings, but you were not willing.Look, your house is left to your desolate. For I tell you, you will not see me again till you say, Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
耶路撒冷，耶路撒冷，你常杀害先知，又用石头打死那奉差遣到你那里来、这里来的人。我多次愿意聚集你的儿女，好像母鸡把小鸡聚集在翅膀底下，只是你们不愿意。看啊，你们的家成为荒场留给你们。我告诉你们，从今以后你们不得再见我，直等到你们说奉主名来的是应当称颂的。
This paragraph not only recorded in Matthew Gospel, also recorded in Luke Gospel.
这段的话不单止在马太，都在路加福音里出现。
Describe Jesus by that time, his heart was broken.
主耶稣来到描述到当时的心情实在是破碎。
He saw the spiritual condition for the Jewish people represented by the city of Jerusalem.
他看见犹太人他属灵的光景就以这个耶路撒冷来代表一样。
At that time, probably people will feel we are living pretty good.
在那时候人觉得我的生活挺好啊。
We have housing, we have food, we have pretty good life.
我们有屋我们有得吃我们生活挺好。
But Jesus already sees something they didn't.
但是主耶稣看见他看不见的。
Because they reject the Messiah.
因为他们拒绝这个弥赛亚。
They don't listen to Jesus, the King.
他们没有听见耶稣基督就是这位王。
Jesus foresaw one day this whole city will be burned up.
主耶稣来到预见到有一天这个整个城市被火焚了焚烧。
Jesus foresaw the whole, Israel people will be killed and in captivities.
主耶稣来到预见整个的犹太民族会被掳。
They expose themselves rather than receive the hovering. Jesus used himself as a hand to cover, to protect the chicks.
他们将自己暴露出来主耶稣说你应当好像小鸡一样聚集在母鸡底下母鸡就会主的自己。
Jesus wept.
主耶稣在那里哀哭。
So you will see what does it mean.
你就会睇见呢个讲咩意思啊？
Huh? Those who have this feeling are blessed.
凡系有咁嘅感觉嘅，系蒙福嘅。
Do we feel what Jesus felt?
我哋里面有冇主耶稣嘅感觉咧？
Unless you enter into his understanding of the people's situation.
除非你进入佢对人嘅感觉里边。
There is another time.
还有另一个嘅情况。
That's in Matthew chapter 9.
在马太福音的第九章
verse 15,
第十五节
people complained to Jesus, said, hey, your disciples eat and drink, not like John's disciples.
人投诉耶稣说你的门徒跟约翰的门徒一样又吃又喝。
John's disciples, they are very reverent, they have fasting, kept the law.
约翰门徒他十分敬畏神，常常要禁食，遵守律法。
However, Jesus' disciples they eat and drink, happy, happy.
但系咧，耶稣嘅门徒咧，却又吃又喝喺嗰度嚟到欢喜快乐。
Jesus explained to them.
主耶稣同佢哋讲解释。
The attendants of the bridegroom cannot mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them. Can they?But the days will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them, and then they will fast.
耶稣就话新郎同陪伴人同左手陪伴嘅人岂能哀恸呢？但日子将到，新郎要离开佢哋嘅时候咧，佢哋就要禁食啦。
So you will see Jesus use this word mourn again.
你睇见主耶稣再用呢一个哀恸呢一个字眼。
This time he mentioned mourn relate to bridegroom.
今次咧，将呢个哀恸咧，系同呢个新郎咧。
In this paragraph, you will see Jesus refer himself as the bridegroom.
你又睇见喺段经文，主耶稣将自己比喻为新郎。
So when the bridegroom is here, the attendants or the bridesmaid, they don't have to mourn and they should be happy.
呢个新郎同埋呢个当主耶稣喺度嘅时候咧，呢陪伴嘅人咧，佢应当系快乐嘅。
But if one day the bridegroom is gone.
但有一日这个新郎要离开了。
Then the attendants should fast and mourn.
这些陪伴的人呢他应该禁食应当来哀恸。
Okay. So you, from this, statement, you will see mourning has related to the bridegroom.
在这段经文里面你看见这个的哀恸是跟新郎是连上关系的。
If he is here, the attendants should be happy.
当新郎在这里的时候陪伴的人应当是欢喜快乐。
If he is missing, then the attendants should be mournful.
当新郎离开的时候陪伴的人应当是哀恸的。
So, what's the difference?
分别在哪里呢?
Why when he is here you are happy, when he is not here you are sad?
为什么他在这里的时候你就欢喜快乐，他不在这里的时候你就哀伤呢?
One secret.
一个的秘密。
The word is love.
是爱。
You love him. When he is here, you are happy.
如果你爱他的话，当他在这里的时候，你里面欢喜快乐。
When he is not here, if you love him, you feel sad.
当如果你爱他的时候，他不在这里的时候，你里面却是哀伤。
You miss him, right?
你挂住念他。
Oh, you love him, you miss him so much.
你爱他，你何等的思念他。
If you don't miss him, simply prove one simple fact.
如果你唔思念佢嘅时候，只不过带出一个好实际嘅事实。
What is the fact？
咩事实咧？
You don't love him。
你都唔爱佢。
You never really love him. That's why you are happy。
从来冇爱佢，所以你仍然系欢喜快乐。
He's gone. That's good. Save me a lot of trouble。
佢走咗最好啦，我冇咁多头痛。
That's very simple。
好简单啊。
So Jesus mentioned the mourn. You will see one on one hand the feeling of Christ.Towards Jerusalem, his capital.
主耶稣嚟到讲到呢个哀恸，一方面系话佢向着耶路撒冷里边嘅心情。
His beloved people.
佢所爱嘅人。
His people reject him.
人嚟到拒绝佢。
Jesus was hurt, mourned for them.
主耶稣里边受伤，为佢嚟到哀恸。
On the other hand, you will see the bridegroom. When he is here, the attendants are happy. But when he is missing, the attendants are mournful.
另外一方面，我哋睇见当呢个新郎喺度嘅时候，嗰啲陪伴嘅人系欢喜快乐。当新郎离开之后，呢班人就里边就系哀恸啦。
It all relates focus on one person, Jesus himself.
个焦点就系喺一个人身上边，就耶稣自己。
Third，
第三点。
Verse five，
第五节。
Verse five said, "Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth."
第五节，温柔嘅人有福了，因为他们必承受地土。
Let's read a scripture.
我睇一段嘅圣经。
Matthew 21。
马太福音第21章。
Matthew 21。
马太21章。
We will read verse 5.
我哋从第五节读起。
Say to the daughter of Zion, see your king comes to you, gentle and riding on the donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. Verse 5.
要对锡安的居民说，看啊，你的王来到你这里，是温柔又骑着驴，就是骑着驴驹子。
Here is the word gentle.
这里有一个温柔。
Meek.
温柔。
Usually when you read the word meek, more or less you describe sister rather than brothers.
当你来到形容一个人是温柔的时候呢，通常都是指着姊妹，很少指着弟兄的。
Right? If you say a certain brother is very meek, that doesn't describe too well.
如果你说这个弟兄呢是很温柔的，好像不是挺好的。
Unless you marry such a husband, you are very lucky.
如果你嫁着咁嘅丈夫咧，你又好有福啦。
But here, this word describes the king, Jesus.
但系咧呢个字眼佢系形容我哋嘅王耶稣。
And here is a picture.
一幅个图画。
This is the last week of Jesus' ministry on earth.
呢个系主喺地上边最后一个礼拜嘅即时。
One more week, he will be crucified.
再过一个星期，佢就被钉十字架。
And he came to Jerusalem, the king's capital.
王就嚟到呢个王嘅国嘅首都，就耶路撒冷。
He performed a glorious marching in.
喺呢度佢有一个荣耀嘅进入。
You know, throughout history, doesn't matter it's China or any country in the world.
喺人类历史里面，无论喺中国或者系世界其他地方。
When the king come back to his capital,
当王要进入他的首都，
he led his troops,
他引领他的军队，
he is marching into his capital,
就粗鄙地进入这个首都。
What kind of picture you see either on the movie or on the books?
你无论在书本或者在这个电影上面，那我会看见一幅什么图画呢？
What do you see?
你应该看到什么图画呢？
The king march,on a donkey or on a white horse.
你睇见呢个王应当系坐着呢个马白马或者系坐呢个驴驹入去咧？
No response, all pass out.
有冇反应噶？系咪瞓晒咧？
Of course, white horse or black, pure color. Hi, show off your power.
紧系啲高头大马啦，纯种嘅白色嘅黑色嘅，系高高在上，叫人见到你嘅权柄
，right？
系嘛
？Today maybe no horse, you ride on a not you will not pick a Toyota, you will pick Mercedes Benz。
今日咧就冇马啦，咁你坐车你都唔会坐丰田啊嘛，梗系坐呢个Benz 吓，奔驰啊。
Something glorious
系荣耀嘅。
Something to express how powerful, successful you are。
叫人睇见你何等嘅成功，何等嘅荣耀。
Your troops，
仲有你嘅军队。
Your captives，
你嗰啲奴隶。
Marching in，
喺后边跟住嚟。
Show off your success，
显示你个荣耀，你嘅成功。
People welcome you，
众多民众嚟要欢迎你。
That's the way in this world present their kings。
呢个系地上边将佢哋嘅王嚟显现出嚟嘅场景。
But when the true king comes。
但当真正的王来到
，The King of the Heavens，
天国的王
，and the Earth， He showed on the scene， you see， almost totally opposite。
就睇见天国同埋地上边王嚟到嘅时候咧，好似同地上边完全唔一样嘅噃。
He didn't ride a big white horse。
佢冇坐着呢个高头大嘅白马。
He picked a donkey。
佢居然选择一个驴驹子，驴仔。
And a colt, which is 驴仔 ，yes, it's the little donkey。
啊，就是、一个驴仔吓，细嘅驴仔。
I heard this elderly brother told me that one time because this verse, a person gets saved.
我记得有个弟兄同我讲过，有人因为读咗呢一节嘅圣经得救啦。
I said, how come?
哇，点解啊
？This is a very low key verses. How can people read this verse and get saved?
呢个一段好唔显眼嘅经文，点可以有人睇到呢句经文而得救咧
？Oh yes.This brother was saved because his job is a donkey raiser. He raised donkeys.
哦，这个人得救了，原来这个人是一个养驴的人。
This guy said, if Jesus is not son of God, donkey will not behave this way.
如果这耶稣不是神的儿子啊，这个驴驹子驴仔不会这样样这样样来到显出来的这么顺服的。
He knows the rebellious nature of this animal.
他知道这个驴仔驴是何等的反叛。
For human being can use a donkey, this donkey has to be going through a process called breaking the animal.
如果人要来到用一个驴驹一隻驴呢，这个驴需要被驯服过才得的。
If you never go through that process, anybody try to climb on top of this animal, he will be thrown out.
如果这个驴驹这隻驴未曾被驯服过的话，任何人坐上去呢，就会被这隻驴呢来将它弹出去的。
So that day, Jesus on purpose select a colt.
在那一天，主耶稣是特登的选择一隻驴仔。
Tell his disciple, go, fetch that called for me, I will use it.
哦，就叫俾佢嘅门徒听，嗱，你去啊，攞呢个驴驹，我要用佢。
So the king came and rode on this donkey, right into the Jerusalem.
咁王咧就嚟骑喺呢个驴仔上边，极力角落，极力角落，咁就入去耶路撒冷啦。
Do you see any glory?
你睇见有冇荣耀啊
？If you raise donkey, then you see the glory.
如果你系养驴驹嘅人咧，你就会觉得有荣耀。
If you are common people, you don't feel that's any greatness in this picture.
如果你一般嘅人咧，你唔晓得，你唔知道哦，原来有后边有咁多故事嘅。
And Bible said that is meekness.
圣经就话呢个系温柔啦。
That's how defined meekness in Jesus.
呢个就系话俾我哋听，耶稣里边嘅温柔。
That's the character for a blessed life.
这个是一个蒙福的人的性格。
Because this nature will inherit the earth.
因为这样性格的人他要承受地土。
This is the third character of this blessing.
这个就是有福的第三个特征。
And then you will see in chapter 11 of Matthew.
然后我们来看马太福音的第十一章。
Jesus said to his disciple,
主耶稣同佢嘅门徒讲
：Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
啊，劳苦担重担嘅人可以到我这里来，我又使你们得安息。
Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you shall find rest for your soul.
我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我轭，学我嘅样式，这样你们心里就必得享安息。
This gentle is the same word of meek.
这个柔和谦卑呢就是同这个温柔同一个字。
So you see Jesus introduce himself to the people. I am gentle. I am meek.
你又看见主耶稣将他自己来到介绍给人的时候
And his message towards those who are weak and weary.
他呢这个信息呢话给那些凡是劳苦担重担的人听的。
Heavy laden.
劳苦担重担的。
That's the accurate description of the worldly people.
这个就很准确描述世上的人。
We are living in a society.
我们就是活在一个这样的环境底下。
Everyone from old to young all try to make a living.
从老到幼我们都需要来到找一个生活。
You see, now United States has unemployment rate of almost 8%.
你知道美國的失業率是8%。
And this persists for a long, long time.
已經是很久了。
Many people cannot find a job.
很多人沒有工作。
But even those who have jobs,
有工作的呢?
Are they happy?
他們開心嗎?
No.
不開心。
My son works for Apple.
我仔呢同呢個蘋果店做工。
He told me this is the largest sweatshop in the United States.
佢話呢個係美國最大血汗工廠。
Yeah, they pay well, so what?
雖然佢俾好多錢，但係點樣啊
？Heavy laden.
勞苦擔重擔。
Very, very tough life.
十分嘅艱難生活。
This world is under through a tremendous pressure.
喺世界上邊，我經歷十分大嘅壓力。
And Jesus has a good news for you.
但主耶穌對我哋佢係一個新嘅好嘅消息。
Come unto me and learn from me.
你嚟我嗰度學習學我嘅樣式。
Take my yoke upon you and learn from me.
你當父嘅轭，咁你就嚟學我嘅樣式。
Why? Because I am meek and humble in heart.
因為我心裏邊柔和謙卑。
If you learn from me and take my yoke, you will find rest.
如果你學我嘅樣式，你嚟到負我嘅轭，你裏邊就得到安息。
This is exactly what today's world needs.
呢個就係今日世界所需要嘅。
If you cannot sleep at night,
如果晚上你睡唔著覺。
If you are worried about your job, your sons, your daughters,
如果你擔心你嘅工作，你擔心你嘅兒女。
You are weary.
你係裏邊係滿咗呢個勞苦
重擔，
勞苦出擔重擔嘅。
Lord, tell you a news.
主耶穌話俾你一個訊息。
Come to me.
你到我這裏來。
Take my yoke.
負我壓。
Learn of me.
學我樣式。
I'm meek and I'm gentle.
我係柔和謙卑嘅。
So this is the gospel.
呢個就係福音。
This is the kingdom gospel.
這個就是天國的福音。
When the world is under depressed,
當這個世代是被壓制的時候
no hope,
沒有盼望
tell the world, Jesus said, come to me.
告訴世代的人聽主耶穌說到我這裡來。
If you suffer depression,
如果你裡面是有憂鬱的
come to me,
你來到我這裡來。
He will give you rest.
他要將平安放在你裡面。
Because his heart is gentle and meek.
因為他的心是柔和謙卑。
You will find rest in him.
在他裏面必得享安息。
You know, I heard a sister told me it happened here, but I will tell you we have the same situation in Seattle.
姊妹就告訴我聽，但是在新亞同我一樣有同樣的情況。
Nowadays in church, a lot of people suffer depression.
教會裏面有很多人呢是患了憂鬱症。
They cannot sleep at night.
晚上睡不著覺。
They are Christians as well as non-Christians.
呢啲人呢有基督徒都係有唔信主嘅。
Strange to say.
好奇怪嘅。
Every time they come to Sunday worship.
每一次佢係嚟到主日嘅聚會。
They sit down in the pulpit, on the chairs.
當我坐喺凳上面嘅時候呢
And when the preacher opened his mouth.
當講道嘅人一講道呢
Suddenly.
突然間呢
They all find peace.
佢突然間裏面就有散安息啦。
They all rest.
喺嗰度全部安息曬。
At home there's no rest. Perfect bed, perfect temperature, no rest.
喺屋企裏邊咧，高床軟枕都冇瞓著啊。
Here come to the hard bench and sit there, and now he or she restful.
而家嚟到坐喺硬板凳咧，坐喺度咧，裏邊得個享安息，瞓咗覺。
Isn't that strange?
係咪奇怪
？Come to me, it's true.
到我仔女來。
Dwell in the house of the Lord.
住喺神嘅殿嘅里面。
Yeah, you don't have to suffer in that way.
我哋唔需要系咁样样嚟到受苦嘅。
You have a blessed life.
我系有一个祝福嘅生命。
How to receive this blessing?
点样样嚟得着呢个蒙福嘅生命呢
？Take my yoke. Take my yoke.
负我嘅轭。
Learn from me.
学我嘅样式。
That's the way you get peace.
呢个系得安息嘅方法。
Next one.
下一个。
Verse 6.
第六节。
Verse 6 says, the blessing is, who has the blessing? Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, For they will be filled.
饥渴慕义嘅人有福了，因为他们必得饱足。
If you describe us, probably you think, oh, that will make sense. We are thirst and, you know, hungry for righteousness. That's very good for us.
啊，你话呢个形容我哋都唔错啊，我哋真系饥渴慕义嘅人啊吓。
How can you describe that in Jesus' life?
啊，点样样嚟到睇见喺耶稣基督嘅生命嘅里边咧
？Yes, you can.
可以嘅。
If you read John chapter 4,
如果你要睇呢个啊约翰福音第四章
，in verse 34,
三十四节
，you will find Jesus' satisfaction.
你又睇见啊主耶稣嘅满足。
John chapter 4, verse 34.
约翰福音四章三十四节。
My food. Now, let's read from verse 33.
从三十三节开始读。
Then his disciples said to each other, Could someone have brought him food? My food, said Jesus, is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work.
門徒就彼此對說莫非有人拿什麼給他吃麼耶穌說我的食物就是遵行差我來者的旨意作成他的工
So you will see here that's the dialogue between Jesus and his disciple
這裡是看見耶穌和門徒有一段的對話
In this chapter Jesus just finished a great task He came to Samaria to find a woman by the well and preaching gospel to her
在这里之前呢就讲到主耶稣来到撒玛利亚井旁着一个妇人对他传讲了福音了。
That woman was in very, very depressed condition.
那个女人呢就在一个很沮丧的光景底下。
She had five husbands.
她有五个丈夫。
And the one she has now is not even hers.
现今她有着那个男人呢不是她丈夫。
Talk about depression.
你说是不是真的很忧郁呢
She is a classic.
她就是一个典型。
Very miserable life.
十分的可怜的生活。
Not happy at all.
没有任何的喜乐。
Jesus tried to find her.
但主耶稣他来寻找他。
Not only find her, also spread the good news to her.
不单止找到他并且将好消息给他。
Finally, she was saved.
最后得救了。
Okay. And then the disciple brought the lunch back.
然后这个门徒带这个午饭回来。
Tried to share the food with Jesus.
就跟主来分享。
And Jesus said that statement.
主耶稣就讲了这段话。
He said, I have my food. I'm full already.
我已经吃了我里面十分满足。
So、they were shocked.
他说哎呀奇怪。
Anybody give him food?
能有人给有人给东西耶稣吃吗
No.
没啊。
But he said, my food is to finish the job my father gave to me.
我的食物就是遵行差我来者就是父的旨意。
I do his will.
我作成他的旨意。
That is my food.
这个就是我的食物。
Brothers and sisters, you will see the priority.
弟兄姊妹，你睇唔睇见呢个优先次序咧
？In for us, we take the food as priority.
对我哋嚟讲，食物咧系首要嘅。
Chinese expression, food is the heaven.
中国人咧话民以食为天。
No, there is another expression by the Taiwanese that once you are eating, you are as great as a king.
台湾人咧就话有嘢食咧，你就做王啦。
Right.Do not disturb anyone who is eating because that's the highest priority.
人食緊嘢嘅時候，千祈唔好搞佢，因為呢個最優先次序。
But that's not Jesus.
但呢個唔係耶穌。
Jesus will said to us that my Father's will is my priority.
耶穌話俾我哋聽，遵行神嘅旨意係我最優先嘅。
I do His will. That's my food.
我行佢嘅旨意，呢個就係我食物。
Remember when Jesus was tempted in the wilderness by Satan.
记得当主耶稣在这个旷野被这个魔鬼来到试探的时候。
The first test was food.
第一个试探就关乎食物。
Right?
是吗
?He was hungry for 40 days.
在四十日没吃东西了。
You can turn this stone into bread.
你如果是神的儿子就将这个石头变成这个食物。
But Jesus said no.
主耶稣说不可以。
Man shall not live by bread alone.
人活着不是单靠食物
，but by the every word in God's mouth，
那是靠神口里所出一切嘅话。
Right, so he set the priority right。
所以你睇见嘛，佢将呢个优先次序搞清楚。
That it will show Jesus' attitude says hunger and thirst for righteousness。
所以你又睇见耶稣佢个态度就饥渴慕义嘅人。 有福了。
Only in his life you will see that kind of right priority.
唯有在耶稣的生命里面你才看见这个优先次序。
Paul also has set the same priority.
保罗也都是这样有这样的次序。
For the time's sake, I will not ask you to read it, but you can take note.
有因为时间，如果我不会读出来，但你呢就可以做一些记录。
In Philippians chapter 3 verse 12,
在腓立比书三章第十二节，
Paul said,
保罗说，
Not that I have already obtained it or have already become perfect, but I press on in order that I may lay hold of what for which also I was laid hold of by Christ Jesus.
这不是说我已经得着了，已经完全了，我乃是竭力追求，或者可得着基督耶稣所以得着我的。
He has this tremendous thirst, hunger for righteousness.
他里面有一个十分的饥渴，要为着得着这个义。
Humanly speaking, he already made it.
对于世人来说，他已经得着了。
He has done so much for the Lord.
他为着主已经作成了这么多。
But at that stage, he said, I don't consider I have obtained.
但在这个地步里面，他说，我还是没得着。
I want to press on towards the goal.
我还是要竭力追求到那个目的。
He has such a strong thirst in his spirit.
在他的灵里面，他有一个极大饥渴。
He has the target to achieve.
他有一个目的，他要得着。
That's the attitude, you will be blessed.
有这样的态度，你就是蒙福的。
The fifth character.
第五个性格。
Verse 7.
第七节。
Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy.
怜恤人的人有福了，因为他们必蒙怜恤。
Still talking about Jesus himself.
这个还是讲耶稣的自己。
In Matthew chapter 9.
在马太福音的第九章。
If you go to verse 36,
36节,
Jesus went through all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and sickness.
他看见许多的人就怜悯他们，因为他们困苦流离，如同羊没有牧人一样。
Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few."
所以你们当求庄稼，主打发工人出去收他的庄稼。
So in this paragraph, you will see the Spirit in Christ merciful.
在这段的经文里面，你看见基督的性格就是有怜悯的。
How Jesus expressed this merciful at spirit?
主耶稣怎样在灵里面将这个怜悯来表达出来呢？
He didn't feel this merciful on the throne when he was in heaven.
他在这个天上边个宝座上边没有将所有怜悯摆在那里。
In this paragraph, if you read carefully,
在这个段经文如果你细心来看，
Jesus as a human being,
主耶稣成为一个人。
As a son of God,
成为这个神的儿子。
How he expressed or generated this merciful spirit?
他怎样来到发表这个怜恤的灵呢？
If you read carefully,
你小心你要看，
you will find first,
你第一你看见，
this son of God,
这个神的儿子，
he used his own feet,
他是用自己的脚，
he walked from village to village,
他是由这个城这个乡去到另一个城一个另一个乡。
City to cities,
从城到城。
Every place, as long as his feet can walk.
他的脚能够行得几远他就行几远。
He walk.
他都是行的。
He walk among people.
他在人当中来行走。
That's his feet.
这个就是他的脚。
And then you will see his eyes.
你又看见他的眼。
He watch.
他在那里来观察。
He watch the people in the villages.
他来到观察，
在 He also watched the people in the cities,
城乡里边一切的人。
And through that watching, his heart was moved.
在这个的观察底下，他心里边被感动。
He has this feeling of mercy.
他就生发一个怜悯人的心。
And how he felt it? he expressed it.
啊，当佢感觉到佢将呢个嚟到行动出嚟
，you will see. He said in 36:36, when he saw the crowd, he had compassion on them because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd.
啊，三十六节佢见好多人。就怜悯他们，因为他们困苦流离，如同羊没有牧人一样。
Brothers and sisters, do we walk among the crowds?
弟兄姊妹，我们究竟有没有在人群中行走呢？
Yes, maybe you did.
你可能是有的。
But do you see what Jesus saw?
但你有没有看见耶稣所看见的呢？
Not necessarily.
未必。
I used to walk in China.
我在中国有行走。
That was early stage of my trip to China.
就是我早期在中国那边。
My goodness, I walk in Beijing street.
在北京大街上面行走。
In Shanghai's street.
在上海大街上面行走。
You don't have to move.
你不需要动的。
The crowd will move you.
那些人群会拥你动的。
This trip in the subway, in those days, early days, no subways.
在那时现在就有这个地铁那时没有。
You don't have to stand. You will be pushed in.
现在在坐地铁你都不用动的，人会拥你进去的。
And your body will in this inclined position because people push you and you are just almost fell off.
那你的身很多时候我后面，因为人在后面拥你差不多。
I remember vividly in those early days in the early 80s.
很清楚记得了 ,80 年代初。
I remember those people shout by the bus.
我记得啦，啲人咧俾啲巴士嚟到喝啊。
These people, they should die, but they have so much.
呢啲人应该死嘅，因为咁多人咧。
Because he cannot get on the bus.
因为咧，唔上唔到巴士。
He was so angry.
就系好嬲。
That's the amount of people. It's everywhere.
呢个好山一样嘅人群，周围都系。
And God, that moment touched my heart, my spirit. Said, "What do you see?"I see people.
这个时刻里面就触动我的心。你看见什么呢？你看见人。
That's my business trip.
这个是我的工作的。
So I see so many people. I see so much money I can make. All of them.
因为是我工作，所以我去那里，我看见哇，这么多人，我赚很多的钱。
That's my vision.
这个是我所看见的。
That's not what Jesus saw.
这个不是主耶稣看见的。
Jesus saw the lost sheep.
主耶稣看见失落的羊。
So it's a matter of perspective.
所以就睇见角度唔一样。
Look from earthly point of view, human point of view, you see people, you see business opportunities.
从人嘅角度睇，你睇见人，你睇见有做生意嘅机会。
But if you see from Christ's eye,
但如果你从基督嘅眼嚟睇
，you will see compassion.
你又睇见怜恤。
You will see they are sheep without shepherd.
你又睇见佢哋好似羊。冇咗牧人一样。
That's another long story I won't share with you, but the point I hope you catch it.
呢个系另外一个长话短说啦。
Blessed who are merciful.
怜恤嘅人有福了。
Because they shall receive mercy.
因为佢哋必蒙怜恤。
Jesus expressed that very, very vividly to us.
主耶稣好清楚嘅，要向我哋讲论。
The sixth blessing.
第六个祝福。
Verse 8.
第八节。
Verse 8 says.Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God.
清心的人有福了，因为他们必得见神。
Pure in heart, what does it mean?
清心什么意思呢？
Look at Jesus.
看主耶稣。
How can you see Jesus is pure in heart?
你在哪里看见主耶稣是清心呢？
In math, there are few scripture express exactly the same point.
在不同的经文都有讲论到关于一点的。
The most accurate expression expressed in Hebrew chapter 10.
在这个希伯来书的第十章。
Verse 5 to 7.
第五到第七节。
Hebrew chapter 10, verse 5.
希伯来书第十章第五节。
Therefore, when he comes into the world, he says,Sacrifice and offering thou hast not desired, but a body thou hast prepared for me.
所以基督到世上来的时候就说，神啊，祭物和礼物是你不愿意的，你却给我预备了身体。
In whole burnt offerings and sacrifice for sin, thou hast taken no pleasure.
燔祭和赎罪祭是你不喜欢的。
Then I said, Behold, I have come to do thy will, O God.
那时我说，神啊，我来了是为要照你旨意行。
Along the same token, you remember when Jesus was a young teenager.
记得吗？当主耶稣还是一个年轻人的时候。
His parents took him to the temple.
他的父母带他到圣殿里边。
Made the offering.
来到献祭。
And then Jesus said among the teachers.
主耶稣同这个教师们来对话。
His parents went away and later on came back to pick him up.
他的父母就回去，但到半路回来就要接回他。
The mother says, Son, how can you do this to us?
这个妈妈就说，儿子啊，为什么你向我们如此做这样的事呢？
Jesus made a very important statement.
主耶稣很重要的，你这么说。
Don't you know I have to mind my father's business?
你岂不知我当以我父的事为念吗？
So you will see, even a young teenage boy.
所以你看见一个十几岁的小孩子。
Jesus already knew what is his purpose in life.
主耶稣已经知道他的生命的目的是什么。
My father's business.
我的父的事。
This is called pure in heart.
这个就是叫做清心。
He came to this world with one purpose.
他来到地上只有一个目的。
No any other things he pursued.
他不追求别一些事物。
He as a son of the heavenly father.
他作为天父的儿子。
He came to this world not to enjoy the world.
他到地上边不是享受地。
He came to execute the Father's will.
他是来到实行父的旨意。
That's called pure in heart.
这个叫做清心。
They shall see God.
他们必得见神。
The seventh.
第七个。
In verse 9.
第九节。
Blessed are the peacemaker, for they will be called son of God.
使人和睦的人有福了，因为他们必称为神的儿子。
This is also seen in Jesus very clearly.
这个很清楚的，在耶稣里面来看见。
He is the peacemaker.
他是使人和睦的人。
In Galatians chapter 1 verse 20.
在加拉太书一章二十节。
哥罗西书。
哥罗西书一章二十节。
And through him,to reconcile all things to himself, having made peace through the blood of the cross. Through him, I say, whether things on earth, things in heaven, yes.
既然藉着他在十字架上所流的血，成就了和平，便藉着他叫万有，无论天上、地上、天上的，都要自己和好了。
Today we can sit together.
今天我们可以坐在一起。
Maybe we never knew each other.
我们从来不认识的。
Maybe we have all different backgrounds.
或者我们有不同的背景。
But somehow we can come together as brothers and sisters.
但我们能够聚在一起，称为弟兄姊妹。
Somehow we can come together, break the bread, remember our Lord.
我们能够一同来擘饼纪念主。
There is no division.
在我们中间没有纷争。
We are one in Him.
在我们当中，我们是在祂里面合而为一。
Why and what happened?
究竟发生了什么事呢？
Because Jesus broke all the barriers.
因为主耶稣在拆毁了中间隔断的墙。
Through his work on the cross, he reconciled us to the Father first.
藉着十字架上面所做的工作，他叫我们与父神首先来和好。
And then reconcile to each other second.
并且叫我们彼此来和好。
So we can have this life together.
叫我们有同样一个生命。
We are one family.
我们成为一个的家。
We share one life together.
我们有一个的生命。
Isn't that wonderful?
是不是奇妙啊？
Because he did it.
因为是他作成的。
Blessed those who are peacemakers.
使人和睦的人有福了。
Because of that.
因为这样的缘故。
We are given a ministry.
我们被差派作一个的职事。
To proclaim this tiding.
要宣告这个福音。
To this painful world.
向这个痛苦的世代来传讲。
You and I,are called to be his ministers of this gospel.
你和我是被呼召进入这个福音的职事里面。
Okay, now so far, seven blessed lives, character.
现在就讲到七个的特征。
It all relate to Jesus himself.
都是跟耶稣基督有关的。
And when this kind of life expressed in this world,
当这些生命向这个世界里显出来的时候,
automatically you come to two experiences.
很自然的就会进入两个经历的当中。
That's in verse 10 and verse 11 and 12.
10节到12节。
The rest two blessings.
就是最后那两个的祝福。
But these two blessings, most of us don't like it.
但我们却不喜欢这两个的祝福。
Look at verse 10.
第10节。
Having been persecuted for the sake of righteousness.
为义受逼迫的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
Right? Verse 10 says, Blessed are those who have been persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for there is the kingdom of heaven. You will see clearly, because of the life expressed in this darkness.
你就看见，为义受逼迫，各样的。 在这样的光景底下，你要得福。
That's if we have choice, we rather don't be persecuted.
如果我们是有选择的话，我们不愿意受逼迫。
If we have choice, we rather have a smooth life.
如果我有选择的话，我们想得着一个平顺的生命。
But Jesus said, no, if you live this life,
但主耶稣说，如果你要过你的一生，
the life of righteousness，
如果你得着这个义的生命，
automatically you will come to this experience，
你自然的要受逼迫，
people will fight against you，
人要与你来起纷争，
people will persecute you because of your righteous life，
人要来逼迫你，因为你有个义的生命。
That's how this king was treated by the Jewish people。
这个就是为什么这个王要被犹太人来迫害。
Because of his righteousness, the Jewish people kill him on the cross.
因为他是义的，所以犹太人将他钉在十字架上。
So every follower of Jesus, you will experience exactly the same life.
凡是跟随耶稣的，你都要经历同样的生命。
And then the ninth blessing is also in the same principle.
第九个祝福也是同样的原则底下。
Right? Blessed are you. When men cast insult at you and persecute you and say all kinds of evil against you falsely on account of me.
人若因我辱骂你们，逼迫你们，捏造各样坏话诽谤你们，你们就有福了。
This is inevitable.
这个是不可避免的。
If you insist on this lifestyle,
如果你要坚持在这样的生活底下,
the people in this world cannot take it.
这世上的人他没办法接受啊。
They will create all kinds of phony accusations to fight against you.
他一定要用各样坏话假的证据来控告你。
You will pay a price.
你是需要付代价的。
But Jesus said that's a blessing.
主耶稣说这是一个祝福。
Before I finish, I will mention a brother whom I met in China.
我完咗今日交通之前，我要同大家讲到一个喺中国遇到嘅弟兄。
People, most people know him as Iba.
好多人认识佢系以巴弗。
Yeah, he was a brother in Tianjin.
佢系天津嗰个弟兄。
Before the Cultural Revolution, he was a school teacher in the high school.
喺文革之前咧，佢系高中里边嘅教师。
He fired up by the gospel.
他因着这个福音受的激励，
and he preached the gospel to his own students.
他就向学生来传讲福音。
And then you will see, because of the political situation at that time,
晓得在当时的政治环境底下，
the school principal called him out.
这个校长叫他出来。
And so and so, I know you are a Christian, but you cannot preach gospel to our students.
某某人都知道你是基督徒，但你不可以向学生来传福音啊。
You can believe Jesus, that's your own business.
你自己信耶稣是你自己的事。
But when you preach the gospel to the young kids, you are destroying the party future among these young people.
但当你向这个年轻人来传福音的时候，你是毁坏党将来的将来。
So you cannot preach.
所以你不可以传。
And so this brother says, I'm sorry, principal.
但弟兄说对不住，校长。
Preaching gospel is Jesus' command.
传福音是耶稣的命令。
I have no choice but preach it.
我冇选择，我一定要传。
So he just continued.
咁佢继续传。
Guess what？
啊，你估下啦。
When he insists to do Jesus' will，
当佢嚟到啊坚持作神主嘅旨意
，people apprehend him。
啊，啲人咧就啊
，gave him a criminal case。
啊，就俾佢一个刑事嘅案子。
You are counter-revolution。
你系反革命。
So throw him into the court, and the judge said, "You should be prison for life."
啊，咁就上法庭被判无期徒刑。
So the day he received that judgment from the court,
喺从法庭收到呢个判决书嘅时候
，he also received a letter, and the letter opened up said divorce.
佢都收到同一封信，呢封信一打开嘅时候，哦，原来系离婚嘅。
His wife divorced him because this is life in prison.
佢太太要同佢离婚，因为佢一生要喺监狱里边度过。
Rather than cry, he said he told us about his own testimony.
佢冇喊啊，佢将佢自己见证话俾我哋听。
At that moment, he knelt down.
喺嗰一刻，佢跪低。
He said, "Lord, I thank you because you consider this useless man worthy to be your witness."
哦，主，我感谢你，因为你用咗呢个冇用嘅人嚟咗配系受你嘅苦。
I'm willing to take this sentence.
你都配受啊，你嘅作你嘅见证，我愿意接受呢个裁决。
For your sake.
因着你嘅缘故
，In the same principle, I'm willing to take this divorce for your sake。
啊，同样嘅缘故，同样原则，我愿意因着你嘅缘故接受呢个离婚书。
I believe you promise that this is blessed。
因为我相信你话我如此作系蒙福嘅。
So he rather than with tears, he with joyful spirit, he was sent out to a place called Yinchuan, near middle of China.
啊、所以他本来应当是流泪的，现今他却满心喜乐，被判决并且送到这个中国中部一个地方叫做银川。
And he was put in jail.
他就在那里、受监禁。
And afterwards, when I met him, that was in the early 90s.、
啊、当我来到见到他的时候是90年代初。
He went through another stage of testimony.
他经历过另外、一个阶段的、见证。
When Deng Xiaoping came to power,
啊，当邓小平上台之后
，many people was sort of justified and released from prison.
啊，好多人喺监狱里边被平反啊，放出嚟啦。
And so he faced the same choice.
啊，咁佢亦都经历过同样嘅命运。
And he received a document.
佢收到一个文件。
So and so, because you are in prison, behave so well, and you repent all your past sins, now.The party grant you a release.
啊，某某人啊，因为咧你喺监狱里边啊悔改，表现良好，现今个党就伟大，将你释放出去啦。
Many people get released.
咁好多人咧就被释放出去啦。
But he read that article of release. He said, "No, I refused."
啊，但当我睇见呢篇文章时候咧，唔妥啊，我唔接受。
So the prison guard and the number one guy in the prison said, "Are you crazy?"
咁个狱长就同个狱卒，你系咪黐咗线啊
？Now you can go home free。
而家你可释放你翻屋企啦。
Now you try to tell me you don't want to go。
而家话俾我听你唔想。
No, I cannot。
出嚟，我话唔得，我唔出得狱。
Why？
啊，点解
？He said, "You in this paper, you said I repent of all my past."
佢因为呢个书封信里边话我悔改我以前所作嘅。
I am reformed by the party.Now I can be free. Now
我被党改就好啦，所以而家我得着自由啦。
He said, "No, I never repent."
佢话我从来冇悔改过。
The day I came in because I preached the gospel.
我入嚟啊，因为我传福音。
All these years I'm in prison, I still preach gospel.
我而家监狱里边咁多年，我都系传紧福音嘅。
When did I repent?
我几时悔改过
？So I never.
所以我从来冇悔改过。
And you say I repent? No, that's false statement.
喂，你话我悔改呢、这个系假嘅。
So he used a term, said, "I refuse to accept party grant me this dirty freedom, dirty freedom."
啊，所以咧，我拒绝党俾我嘅所谓嘅呢、这个污秽嘅自由。
I don't accept it.
我唔接受。
I will not go.
我唔会走。
All the prison guard was so mad.
所有狱卒咧都好嬲佢。
This guy is crazy.
呢个人傻嘅。
Throw him out.
啊，抌佢出去。
So they threw him out.
所以佢就抬咗佢出去。
Throw him out, he said, "I will not go home."
咁我抌咗佢出去话我唔翻屋企啊。
I cannot choose to go back because you don't want me anymore.
当然你唔肯要我啦。
I will stay outside the prison.
我而家咧就喺监狱外边嚟坐监。
So he became self-incriminated, stay outside the wall of the prison.
所以佢咧就喺呢个监狱个墙外墙之外咧挖地为牢。
His brother came to pick him up. He said, "No, no, no, I don't. I will not go. You go back."
佢嘅兄弟嚟接佢翻，佢话：我唔走，我唔走，你自己走。
His other good friends come to try to get him back. No, he said, "No, no, no, I will stay right here."
佢嘅朋友，好朋友嚟接佢，就话：我唔走，我唔走，我一定要喺呢度坐监。
Well, everybody think he's nuts.
好多人咧以为佢傻咗。
He said, "No, I'm not nuts."
佢话：我唔系傻嘅。
This is a matter of principle.
佢话：呢个系原则。
If I accepted, said I repented, that means I don't preach gospel anymore, which is not true.
佢话：如果我接受咗，即系话我。悔改啦，我唔再传福音，呢个唔真实嘅。
I still preach，
我仲系要传福音。
That's my duty，
呢个系我的责任。
That's the way I came in， this is the way I go out。
啊，我如何进嚟，我都系如何咁出去。
So he fast， he said as a principle， I will fast 4 days of during the week and I only eat 3 days。
哦，根据咁嘅原则，我禁食一个礼拜，我禁食4天，食3日嘢。
Till the day I die。
直到我去世嗰一日。
So when I met him in the 90s, he was right beside the wall of the prison.
所以当嗰十年代嚟遇见佢嘅时候，佢仲还喺监狱嘅墙嘅外边。
A little house.
一个小屋子。
He stayed there.
佢系喺嗰度嚟居住。
But his ministry, God used him to help people around the globe, especially in China. Tremendous.
但神却用着佢嘅职事嚟到帮助世上边好多嘅人，特别系中国里边嘅人。
More or less like Paul when he was in prison, his ministry reached even further than when he was free. He can move around. His prison ministry is larger than his usual free people.
就好似保罗一样，虽然佢被监禁，但佢职事所影响嘅范围。比较佢自由嘅时候，影响更多人喺弟兄身上边，亦都系如此。
So if you have interest, you can find this book by the name of Epaphras.
所以如果你有兴趣嘅时候，你可以去揾呢本书系以巴弗。
I use this as a vivid example to tell us that even today you can see what Jesus preached. These 9 blessings, they are still true.
我用呢个例子就系话俾我哋听，好明显，主耶稣讲到嘅呢九个嘅祝福，直到今天仍然系。真確的。
It's not a fairy tale.
不是一个童话。
It's a real life.
是真实的。
The life of Christ.
基督的生命。
In us.
在我们里面。
Will express this kind of testimony. No one, even the power of darkness, cannot shake this life.
在我们里面所显出来这个生命，甚至黑暗的势力都不能够摇动它的。
You and I, we have this life.
我们，你和我都有这个生命。
You and life, you and I, if we are faithful,We can express this blessing to this world.
你同埋我，如果我哋系忠心嘅话，我哋能够将呢个祝福显示俾呢个世代。
We have no right to be depressed.
我哋冇咁嘅权利系沮丧。
We have a good news to preach.
我哋有一个好嘅信息，好嘅福音嚟到传讲。
We have a treasure to be released from us.
我哋里边有一个极大宝贝系能够释放出嚟嘅。
In this earthen vessel.
在这个属地的器皿当中
，Take the yoke and follow me。
负佢嘅轭，学佢嘅样式。
I will give you peace。
我就会将叫你里边得安息。
I will give you rest。
我叫你里边得安息。
This is the blessing from our Lord Jesus。
呢个系我哋从主耶稣所得着嘅祝福。
Those who have ears, let him hear。
凡有耳嘅就应当听。
Let's pray。
我哋祷告。
Lord, we thank you。
主，我感谢你。
This blessing life is given to us.
何等蒙福嘅生命，你赐过咗俾我哋。
Although the world may not never really understand,
世界人可能明白
，because it's a mystery.
因为系一个奥秘。
But today this mystery is revealed to us.
但系今日呢个奥秘已经向我哋打开。
This life already in us.
生命已经喺我哋嘅里面。
This power is already given to us.
呢个能力已经赐咗俾我哋。
Lord, release this power, release this life in us.
主啊，喺我哋生命里边释放呢个能力，释放呢生命。
That we can be true light of this world.
叫我哋能够喺世上边成为真光。
True salt of this world.
成为呢个盐。
Otherwise, we keep this underneath. We hide it.
倘若唔係咁，我哋真係隱藏咗呢喺我裏邊。
We may be prosperous in this world.
我哋喺世上邊可以得著豐富。
But we actually were poor in spirit. Poor in you.
但喺你嘅裏面卻係貧窮。
We become naked.
我哋赤身露體。
We put shame on your name.
我哋叫你嘅名字受羞辱。
We should repent.
我哋要悔改。
Because what you have given us.Surpass all our weakness.
因为神赐俾我哋嘅系超乎我哋嘅软弱。
Let's be your good witness in this world.
叫我哋真系成为你好嘅见证人。
Help us, Lord.
帮助我哋主。
In Jesus' name.
祷告奉耶稣基督嘅名。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.